selling houses, said they was putting $14,000 in the bank a week. Now, that's lots of money.
Gosh.
You know.
I need that job.
Uncle Aubrey, you think sending your kids to the University of Georgia is a good move?
Do what now?
I'm sending my kids to the University of Georgia. Is that a good move, or should I get them in another school?
I don't know. I don't know about that. What you ought to do is give them a good education, because they can't get too much wisdom. I don't care, me or anybody else. That's what we've got today. Look at your airplane. When I come up, we didn't have no airplanes. You didn't have nothing but an old tea bottle. And it'd break your arm. And then people don't seem kind of dazed, boy, there's something matter with them. I like good times myself. I like people to make a good salary and educate his kids and everything. That's what they ought to do, is to improve people's young people. The old people's the ones that got the money and the land.
Well, we sure have learned a lot from you. You taught us a lot today.
Well,
about what things were like around here.
I'll tell you all I know. If I could tell you some more, if I could think of. If I had studied back then, you know, a young boy, all he studied about is a girl. I'd go into school just reading and didn't learn too much. All I studied about is a girl. You know? and they bought them their 10-cent rings, you know, back then with candy on it.
Oh.
And you get in love with some little old girl, you'll be studying books. That's what I had on my mind. That's the reason I didn't learn nothing.
So you were just buying those girls those 10-cent rings. I see.
You know, a fella ought to get to.
We heard y'all's family likes to court.
Yeah.
You know, a fella, he learns a lot, so when he gets older, you don't get no wisdom until you get kind of in the age, you know. You learn a lot. I done things, I went out and people, I shouldn't have done it, but I did as a kid. And I go and get some peanuts out of a man's patch and a watermelon. Didn't hurt the watermelon patch and nothing, but I swiped my watermelon and eat. But that, and I used to steal eggs from my grandmother and go up in the woods. Bartow Wing had a pine thicket, and I'd get build me a sled out of an old barrel. And that's what we played on Sunday. But it's wrong when I done all that stuff. But it did. I'm guilty of doing that. But I hope the good Lord will forgive me for it. You know? That's just the way it worked. I should have got them eggs, but we take the low bucket up there, me and a bunch of boys, and build us a wigwam, and slide down the pine straw. That's all we done all day. Because there wasn't no recreation back then. They didn't want you to have swimming pools or nothing in Roswell. They didn't want nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these old fellas didn't want to change nothing.
Mm.
There's lots of people now don't want to change. They want to stay like the old time, but Lord, I pray every day that this thing will get better. That's the way I work.
Well, we sure have learned a lot from you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
But Roswell is a good place to live. I guarantee you that. There's good people here.
Sounds like it. Good people.
Well, if they
like
weren't
you.
Good, if they weren't good people on this earth, they'd be gone tomorrow.
If there weren't good people in Roswell, you would have left already, right?
All right, I'd have went somewhere else.
He did leave. He went to Alpharetta.
Yeah. Well, I had to come by for it. Then sold his place. My brother down there sold his place. He sold that for $1.5 million, I believe. They got $1.5 million for that place. But I had to go somewhere or build me a house or something, but I didn't have no money back then. So I didn't have, I couldn't buy nothing back in them days. but my daddy was lazy today. I'd put him in business, and I'd want him to look after the money. If he couldn't, I'd look after it myself.